TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
What would Pat say?
Like that?
Yeah, but like, did she have like a catchphrase? Or what would she talk about? Just like her androgynous life?
I feel like people would just ask her questions and she would give androgynous answers.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't know. She might have had a catchphrase. I don't remember it.
That's my genitalia.
I wonder if like trans people are into that, or like, no, this is like problematic. We're not trans people, but gender nonconforming, I guess, is more what I'm saying.
Oh, if that is problematic to them?
Yeah, or if that was like, oh, hey, like, I like this character.
I wonder.
That's all. Who are you?
I'm the person who was thinking gender nonconforming people thought what gender conforming people thought, and like, oh, this character is irritating almost instantly.
It's something we all can agree on.
Like, oh, well, this joke is played out, yet they seem to have stretched it into several sketches and a movie.
Why would they do that? Was anybody for asking more of this? I don't think so. How many? What do I?
Tim,
Andy,
Noah,
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week, I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this. Because what Andy doesn't know, I told Noah I was halfway through editing the podcast and I left my laptop to go do something, and Windows decided now's a great time to add some updates. Oh, you have programs open? I'm gonna shut them shits down. Well, whatever the actual genesis of butt stuff was not on that game. Which, I guess to the uninitiated, sounds really strange.
Tim, I think the origin of butt stuff is human curiosity. Happy birthday, Tim.
Thanks. Fucking thanks.
Hurrah. This is my life now. I actually made a choice for this.
And when you hear this sound... that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Yep.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Tim likes to get this show on the road.
I do like to get this show on the road. And Tim is me. I am Tim, the T in TanCast.
I am Andy. I am not Tim. I am the A in TanCast.
I am Noah, also not Tim. I am the N in TanCast. And what I was going to say is, how many movies has SNL made or been made out of SNL properties?
Lots, including Night at the Roxbury, like, somehow.
I can think of like five off the top of my head. Oh, six.
We did Night at the Roxbury somehow. That was a fun movie, right?
Again, how do you stretch that premise out into a movie?
Exactly, like, exactly. So there was two Wayne's Worlds. There was a MacGruber. There was It's Pat.
Oh, I forgot about MacGruber.
There was Night at the Roxbury and Coneheads. And now
Stuart Smalley.
Oh, it's yeah, Pat, yeah.
Superstar.
Yes.
Superstar.
Oh, the ladies' man.
Oh yeah, that's disgusting.
Oh, shit, I forgot they made a movie out of that. God damn, never, that's a lot of them.
Never forget. Never forget.
You know what? Wikipedia's got a list of these fuckers.
I figured someone did. Someone's done the research.
Gentlemen, we didn't even consider the fact that the Blues Brothers and Blues Brothers 2000...
Shiza!
Wait, Blues Brothers was an SNL skit?
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
I don't think I did. I mean, no. I don't think I was watching SNL back then, probably.
I mean, probably not. You would have been like two or three.
Not bad. We got up to, I think, 9. And yeah, there's 11.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, we've got the Blues Brothers and Blues Brothers 2000.
Yep. Because there's two of those, two Wayne's Worlds.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Conehead, It's Pat, Stuart Saves His Family, Night at the Roxbury, Superstar, Ladies, Man, and MacGruber.
I would have completely forgotten about MacGruber.
Yeah, yeah.
And I will continue after this call to forget about MacGruber.
I started to watch MacGruber. I think I got about 10 minutes into it and just turned it off. Because it was incredible. I get that they were trying to go for being incredibly violent, like for the laugh, but there weren't any laughs. Like none of it was funny. It's just like, this is just like, I feel like they're trying to abuse me, and I don't feel like being a part of that.
Well, some of them will try to abuse you. Some of them like to be abused.
This is true.
Some of them try to use you.
Yes, that is also true. I mean, I was watching it on cable, so they definitely weren't using me.
But they were abusing you.
Yes.
Well, there you go. We solved the mystery. Not really.
Yeah. Holy right. Shit. There was a 12-year break between Blues Brothers and the first Wayne's World. And then a 10-year break between Ladies' Man and MacGruber. And we're pushing 11 now since MacGruber.
Oh,
we're due for something.
Oh, some shitty's coming down the pike.
Are we, though?
We need the Black Jeopardy movie.
Shit. But for now, we can put this mystery to bed. Thank you, Encyclopedia Tan. It's like Encyclopedia Brown, but it's Tancast.
Yeah, yeah. And what it really means is we read Wikipedia into your ear holes.
Mm-hmm. That should be our podcast from now on. Just send us a question. We'll look it up on Wikipedia and read it for you.
Wouldn't it be way more efficient if I just looked it up on Wikipedia? No. Send your question in. Wait several weeks.
Because then you'll get to hear our reaction to it. That's the key.
Because listen next week as Noah goes, huh. That's right. Only on Tancast.
I mean, it's always interesting, like when some people, the questions people call into like podcasts for. Like sometimes I'll listen to podcasts, and some like obviously, yeah, people they do the research, but some of them are just pretty simple. I'm like, you could, like, if you need to know, you probably could just Google that instead of waiting for you to make the call and then record the episode for you to get your answer.
Yeah, like I wrote in a car talk. Where are my keys?
Well, they're going to be the last place you looked.
Like how Bob Saget hosting America's Funniest Home Videos that host was.
Guys, that is why I enjoy when I'm trying to find something. Once I have found it, I continue to look for it. Just to make liars out of all of the people who say it's going to be the last place you look. Like, nope, it's the third of 17 places I looked.
But I just want to make sure.
Yep.
You never really
now you're a liar.
Sure.
How do you feel about that? How does it make you feel about yourself? You liar. You lying liar.
Pants on the fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
I spit hot fire.
Now you got no nut hair. No, I thought it was hot fire. I spit that.
I don't know. I just know hot fire spitting. I've heard it somewhere, but I don't remember where.
Okay.
There was a Chappelle skit where the...
Yes.
Where he was a rapper? What it was.
Yes. Okay. But I think he says hot. I spit hot fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was referencing the video that's supposed to be like a rap battle. That turned into the reaction meme of the one guy just sort of like looking smugly into the camera while everyone goes nuts around him. And guy like Home Alone grabs the sides of his face.
Yeah, he's like, and falls in towards the camera.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a classic. I love that one. And like, if you loop it just right, it just looks crazy. Like, it just looks like a guy circling back.
Yep. It looks like that's running around behind the camera and like, run. Oh, good times. Good times enjoying other people's gifts.
can you think of all the stuff we were missing out on when we were a kid? We didn't have the internet. There's funny stuff happening all over the place.
I know. Like porn. There was so much porn.
I'm thinking about funny stuff, Andy.
Yeah, to accidentally like find some tucked away under your parents' bed.
I don't know if I've ever told you this, but like one time, like we had a huge backyard in one of the houses we lived in as a kid, and it led up to an alleyway. And I think in East Palo Alto, I think people would use the alleyway for like nefarious things, and also sometimes climb over a fence and come in our backyard. And one time, I found a porno mag in the rosemary bush, and so every time I smell rosemary, I think of like porn. Because I actually took the magazine, I used it for a while, and I just pulled it out, and it was just like rose, like it had been sitting in that bush. It was like definitely like heavily scented rosemary on those pages. So every time I buy some rosemary, I just juice in my pants.
Like, oh. No, it's like, I'm just gonna eat oven roasted potatoes. Like, hey, baby, you want to come?
Why are you jerking off?
You want to come over for some oven roasted potatoes and fuck?
Nudity, porn, rosemary, and cum.
Are you going to Noah's backyard?
Oh, the hippest references.
Oh. I think that reference may be older than any of us. I'm going to look it up.
What'd you say, Andy?
I'm looking up the song to see.
Oh, Scarsberry Field, whatever.
Oh, holy shit. I didn't realize that it's actually based on a traditional English ballad.
Oh, gotcha.
So yeah, it's way older than us. yeah, like from the 1870s at least. Oh, nope. There's traced back as far as 1670. So that's definitely older than Noah.
barely.
Barely, yes. I was thinking the Simon and Garfunkel, but...
Scarsberry Hills? Is that what it's called?
What was that?
What's the song called?
Scarborough Fair.
Scarborough Fair, that's what it was.
Yeah, it's not Noah's backyard. It's
I know that.
Yeah. So 68.
Andy's still going.
Oh no, I was just gonna say that's when they released it was 68. So yes, that's also older than us.
It is.
Yeah,
I do love some Simon and Garfunkel though.
Mm-hmm.
I love some Cecilia. I love a good kind of upbeat song that you're like, oh, this is kind of fucked up.
Yeah, it's not one with the lyrics. If you listen to them too closely, you're like, wait, what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
We made love in the afternoon. I got up to wash my face. When I came back, someone took my place. What the? In the span of washing your face, she cheated on you?
Yep.
In your house?
Yep.
And why did you get up to wash your face? What, like, who does that?
Guys, it's like a speed situation. If Cecilia doesn't keep that P word wet, she blows up.
Why did you say P word?
I was making fun of Ben Shapiro.
Oh, okay. I was like, you know, we could say pussy on the show. Yes. Pussy. We can say pussy. We can just say
pussy. Wet ass P word. Got that wet ass P word.
You can shorten it and say,
oh,
puss.
That little manlet. That little fucking
gets
Nazi lover.
Puss. Yeah. I'm talking over Andy's Ben Shapiro anger.
Damn. Yes.
Puss. Damn. Nope, not this time, sir.
Damn it. I hate that it's just a one-trick pony.
We'll never recapture that lightning.
I mean, they will by the time this comes out, but right now the listeners haven't heard that yet. Oh, because what Andy doesn't know, I told Noah I was halfway through editing the podcast and I left my laptop to go do something, and Windows decided now's a great time to add some updates. Oh, you have programs open? I'm gonna shut them shits down.
Oh.
I'm like, good job. Usually Audacity saves like whatever I was doing. Audacity did not. It's what? Huh? Were you, what? Sorry, who are you?
Like, I was drunk.
Audacity.
I'm sorry. I had some fun with my friends. We didn't see each other. Wow.
I think Noah was about to ask a question.
Oh, Tim?
Hmm?
Hit it.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Oh, guys.
It sounded like that was Andy having felt much relieved from those farts.
It was a perfect cover.
Guys.
No, you'll hear it on the playback.
Oh.
No. I actually wouldn't trust a fart right now.
Oh dear.
Do you need to take a break? Work out some business?
Yeah. No, I'm good. I already worked out the business.
Okay.
It just feels like there may be aftershocks, you know?
I understand. I get what you're putting down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I put it down and then I flushed it.
Sewers are disgusting.
Oh, yes.
As they should be.
I've never been in one, but I think about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
And then you remember the Ninja Turtles live there. You're like, the Ninja Turtles, you're disgusting. That pizza is covered in fecal matter when you're eating it.
Yep.
Has anyone ever done that?
Oh, I'm sure. I feel like I've heard that joke. Or
it's like just like a little rift on like, wait, you're saving me, but why do you smell like shit?
We're
you
not monsters.
Sulfur?
We don't care what you look like, but can you stand like downwind?
I didn't know turtles smelled like boiled ass.
Wait, they would have a shower or something? Look, we were in a rush. We thought you were in danger right now. We didn't have time, all right?
I mean, at least the turtles, you could probably like, you know, rinse them clean, like aim a hose at them. But Splinter, he's got fur. Like, that shit's matted in there.
So now you got salmonella and you're covered in feces? Fucking A. Anyways, Eddie, you were you going to say something?
No, I think I said it.
Okay.
That's how my week was. It's an okay week, and then it ended pretty shitty.
You got some GTI issues?
GI.
Oh, I don't want to have the T.
Yeah. GIT, I guess, if you want to add the T for the tract.
Gastrointestinal?
Gastrointestinal tract.
Gastrointestinal tract.
Yes. Yeah. no, actually, my week was pretty fine.
This week was pretty fine, says Andy.
Yep.
Andy raves. My week was pretty fine.
Drew had a doctor's appointment on Thursday, and while he's at the doctor's appointment, Caitlin gets a I don't know if it was a text or an email, because she got notified that we were now like our time on the wait list had ended, and we could make the appointment to go get the shots. I'm like,
shots.
Everybody.
Like, that's amazing. So she's at the doctor's office because she doesn't want to she doesn't know if there's like a ticking clock on this thing. So she's at the doctor's office where like the nurse is telling her about like how tall Drew is and how much he weighs and like what percentage it is. And she's like, like madly writing back to the scheduler people in Georgia to like actually get the shit scheduled. So on Thursday, I got to drive a little ways away to one of the mass vaccination sites, but that's not a problem.
Tim,
I'm happy to do that.
Semi-related, do you know what they're doing over at the San Mateo Fairgrounds? Are they doing like a vaccination or testing thing over there?
I don't know.
Okay. Looks like they're set up for that and since you live near there, I thought maybe you would know. They looked like they were doing something related to that.
I know there's a couple testing places that have popped up, so that could be one of those.
Okay.
I don't know, though.
All right. That's fine. Well, that is exciting, Andy. I got my appointment set for May.
Very good.
I got a rock.
Yay!
But I think, well, I mean, I don't know if it matters to you, but April 15th, at least in the city, I don't know if it's a across the Bay Area, like, I think everyone's
it's statewide eligible. Actually.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go, Tim.
Yeah, but I mean, if you right now got to make an appointment and not until May, then I'm like, oh, when's my appointment going to be?
Well, I mean, I didn't try that hard. Like, my roommates have gotten it sooner. And so I didn't go to the – I just went for my health app. I didn't go for, like, the California website. So maybe I could have gotten it sooner. But also, I'm like, I'm not one of the people that really needs it right away, so I'm okay waiting.
Yeah, fair enough. And I look at it as, like, yes, I can stay inside. Yes, I can afford to, like, do a lot of stuff via delivery where I don't even need to go out and go shopping around all these assholes that don't wear masks, or at least not do that very often. But I also look at it as, like, you know, we've never gone below, or my county hasn't gone below, like, about 20 cases per 100,000 people every single day since spring last year, I think. So it's like we have been very, what they consider very high transmission rates, like constantly all the way through. And the counties like further north of me, where it's like even more red state areas, are worse. So, and I got a kid with asthma and I really don't want him to die or have any other like long-term things. So this will finally be like, you know, a reduction in my, my low levels of existential dread.
I mean, that'll still be there. Don't you worry.
That I've been pushing down for a year. I was telling my wife this week that, I'm like, Trump is out. Democrats got the Senate by the skin of their teeth. Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are keep trying to fuck it up, but stuff's happening, you know, stuff's moving forward. Progress is being made. People are like the Democrats are finally acting like they got a fucking spine. So when Mitch McConnell like throws his little turtly paws in the air, he's like, well, if you do things and I'll be super mad, they're like, you're going to fuck shit up anyways. Like that's what you live to do. We're not gonna try to make peace with you anymore because we've seen what it gets us. We know you will continue to be this way, so go fuck yourself. So like that the turtle has been defanged. I know I'm mixing my metaphors there. So there's so much stuff that seems to be going more right. And yeah, Georgia's Republican Party just passed a law that says it's illegal to hand out water to thirsty people who've been waiting in line to vote for hours. So it's like they've caused a problem, and now they've also criminalized the solution. So they caused the long lines on purpose, and they're criminalizing people trying to help other people stay in line so that they can vote. The people who are willing to stand there for hours and fucking hours to get their voices heard. And in spite of all that shit, you know, it's like there's all this stuff that should be making me hopeful. Like there's a vaccine. The vaccine seems to be working. Lots of people are getting the vaccine. Resistance to the vaccine, yeah, it's high among Republican men, or at least they say it, but I think they're just saying that shit because it seems culturally important, and I'm sure a lot of them are probably secretly going to get the fucking vaccine and then deny that they got it because they gotta feel like they're fucking macho men. So like there's all this stuff that should be making me feel much more positive about the way my state and the country and the world are going this year than I felt last year. But I also realized, like, I haven't really taken any time off since last June. And I think I've just got, like, this debt of stress that I just sort of, like, plowed through all of last year. Where I was like, it's fine. The pandemic's fine. Drew being, like, doing school from home, it's fine. We're going to get through this. I can work from home. Still making money. Everything is fine. Everything's going to be fine. I think I finally hit the point where, like, all pushing all those feelings down has come to a head. So like, even though I should be feeling much better about shit, I can really feel myself burning out now. So like not this week, but next week I'm taking the whole week off and I'm just like, I'm just going to disconnect from shit. I'm not going to read the news. I'm not going to listen to anything that's going on in the world. I'm not going to worry about work. I'd planned, I'd hoped that the family, to like go up to the mountains and like just get a cabin just for a change of scenery, like just to go somewhere that's not my house for a while. And, you know, still go there and do all the rest of the shit, like not be around people, not eat out, all the rest of that. But with the way that the cases have been like starting to like slowly tick back up this week, Caitlin's like, yeah, let's not do that. We'll just put that off. I'm like, okay. So I took that feeling and pushed that one down too. It's like, I can wait. I can wait for a change of scenery.
Okay.
And it's also occurred to me, like, if I was really, really that desperate for a change of scenery, my in-laws own a house near here. I could just go stay at their house for a day. Like, we could just, like, you know, grab the cat and go move into their house for a day or two just to have a change of scenery. If we really wanted to, that's the kind of fucking privilege that I'm swimming in. So I'm also trying to realize, like, a lot – I don't want to say that like the way I feel isn't valid, but I also got to take it. I got to take myself with a big grain of salt and be like have some fucking perspective, Andy. So
feelings are still valid, even if other people are feeling worse.
Yeah. I just like in the middle of all of that, I'm like, you can't spin off the rails if other people are getting through this that are doing worse than you. Like, yes, I acknowledge it. And yes, I acknowledge exactly what you said, Tim, but yeah, there are points where I'm like, I think this might just be a tall glass of white wine.
I mean, also I hope that you don't get caught in the trap of like, this problem's fixed, but I can find another problem. You know what I mean? Like, you're checking off all these things, but like, you could always look at something and be like, oh, but then this is an issue. So yeah, I mean, it's always important to take time back and be like, all right, like, and yeah, get perspective of like, yes, there are issues in the world. And also there's also this joy to find in these little places as well.
Yeah.
I don't need to move on to the next thing of like, oh, now this is the thing I have to worry about.
Yeah. And no, that's why I masturbate almost constantly.
Also, it's good to take a masturbation breaks while you work, especially if you work from home. It's a good idea. I'm not saying I do it or not. I'm just saying it's good.
You just want to make sure that camera is off.
Yeah.
covered with paper.
Yep. Some might say.
Yeah. Don't tube
until the meeting's over. Definitely. It can wait. That's something that can wait.
Masturbating. It can wait.
But guys, have you ever been on a Zoom call that was just so sexy?
No, I never have.
Well, you're on the wrong Zoom calls, Tim. One of us, I mean, actually all of us are older, but one of us celebrated it this week.
Yes.
That was a me.
I mean, technically, I celebrated too. I was like, yay, happy birthday to Tim. None of you heard it, but I did it.
We actually had ourselves a little party.
Nice.
We did. That's all.
Socially, socially distanced in the backyard and the garage.
And good times were
had. Did you give each other HJs with those little grippy claw things?
Oh.
No.
Because that extends the arm length 6 feet.
So, like, our friend Stephanie, like, she, and Zach, I always say Stephanie as though they're not a couple and yeah. Don't, you know, but just because we've known Stephanie longer.
I think, I think it's like you default to the one you know first. Because, like, I will say Tim, but I'm also friends with Janelle. Or I will say Max, but I'm also friends with Kathy. And I don't know, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, they're both my friends. Like, I should just say that. But I think, for some reason, you just default to the person you've known the longest.
You know, yeah. It's just like, yeah, you know, Stephanie grew a lump. The lump comes everywhere.
I'm sure friend. Zach would love to hear that.
This is our friend Stephanie.
Stephanie's lump.
And her spouse, whom we despise.
No, no, no.
No, no, no. He's a great guy.
Anyway, so they set up their backyard where it was like there was a table for them, a table for Jeff and Miranda, who were there, and a table for me and Danelle, and a table for Noah. So, like, we all had socially distant tables within our own households. And then, like, she came out with, like, party platters. So instead of, like, chips and dip where everybody could come grab it, she gave, like, these party platters of chips and dip and stuff for everybody.
Well, each group.
Right, right, right. So one for each table. So Noah had it. Yeah. He's like, I get one all to myself. Table for one, bitches.
Well, I don't got to save anything for no goddamn children.
Noah's like, hey, everyone, look around and look at me. This is what living your best life looks like.
Look at your life. Now look at mine.
Now look back at your life. Now we.
Yeah. Now put the knives down. Put them down. You have children to think of.
Yeah, but it was, and then we played some Jackbox games on the old Xbox.
Nice.
Which seems to be what we default to these days.
Yeah. I don't like Jackbox 6 as much as the other ones.
I don't even remember what the other ones had.
Well, whatever the actual genesis of butt stuff was not on that game. Which, I guess to the uninitiated, sounds really strange.
Tim, I think the origin of butt stuff is human curiosity.
wait. This is other hole. What would happen if I stuck some stuff in that?
Oh, hey. Guys, you gotta try this. I mean, don't smell anything afterwards, but
it may not be for everyone, but I'm really digging it.
Yeah.
Digging into that butt. Yeah.
I mean, you gotta think, like, probably monkeys have done, like, I mean, I'm sure monkeys do it. Yeah. I mean, I've actually seen a picture of a monkey, like, fingered his butthole and then stiffed his finger and then fell over.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Classic.
Oh, you know, that'll nugget.
On Wednesday, Thug developed butt stuff. On Thursday, Thug developed the shower.
But yeah, it's like, you know, it's been over a year since we've all hung out. I mean, I think we've been like each little pieces of us that'll hang out together. But like, I think it's been a while since that core group of people have hung out together.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
I mean, I know this is my second birthday in lockdown, so.
I mean, also, like, I feel like it's definitely shifted. Like, it used to be, like, more, we would, like, just pretty much get right to the games. And now there's, like, a lot more socializing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we spent the entire time jibber-jabbering in the backyard before we even started any games.
But it was fun.
Yeah, a bunch of people that I work with are starting to get the shots, too. We're like, we are going to have so many drinks together. Like all the drinks. I don't even care where the drinks are. We're going to go find a place that has drinks, and we're going to drink, and we're going to be together, and we're going to drink.
Drink.
I'm like, what does this say about our, like, outside-of-work relationship? It's boozy.
I just wouldn't. Whenever I hang out with you guys, I need to drink. You know what I'm telling you.
You're a lot more fun when I do. Oh,
I mean, yeah, I think it was just nice to see each other in person, talk about lives, children, uh-huh, jobs, you know, ghosts.
I cracked Noah up.
Oh, that's a good one. It was good.
Their dog was just chasing stuff at random. And I was like, maybe it's a ghost.
That's how they said it. It's funny and true. Yeah. But yeah, this dog was so weird. I mean, dogs are weird in general, but like, it just would not mostly like sit still. Just walk over here, and then would just stare at something, and then run over and look at something else. But there's like, I'm like, you either have amazing eyes or you're crazy, because I don't see anything. That just looks like concrete you're staring at.
There's actually a subreddit called Greebles that's just videos of cats doing that, like freaking out and attacking nothingness. So the joke of it is that somebody on the internet decided that there's invisible creatures called Greebles that cats can see, and that they're actually doing something. But nope.
Did they like CGI some Greebles in there into the videos?
Nope. They'll just say, like,
I think that'd be better.
Probably, but that would take more work. And, you know, it's Reddit. Like yeah, it's a cute cat video. Do we need CGI shit?
Nope.
Cute cat does it for me. Remotes. Give me that karma.
That's all I got.
I was trying to think what else I got in my week.
Anything else exciting happen?
Probably not. Oh, I got some Steam and Pile of Streaming for your ears.
Okay. Oh, Okay.
What was that, Tim? It seemed like we were done talking about our weeks.
What?
Stream.
That's a long jingle.
It is.
Very quiet.
I hadn't remembered that it was so juicy.
That was before I started loving farts. Well, clearly not.
Tim has been a fart lover for life.
And Noah just named this episode Fart Lover for Life.
Number four, right?
Oh, yeah, of course, the number four.
Yeah, okay, good, good.
In fact, I may design a t-shirt, Fart Lover for Life.
It's got to be the number four.
Oh, yeah, that's what Andy just said.
Oh, sorry.
I'm still remembering, Tim, your Windows 3.1 machine where you had that the like add-on where anything that you hit on your keyboard would make it make a noise.
Mm-hmm.
I seem to recall that several of them were farts, but my favorite will always be the fact that when you hit space, it was just Jean-Luc Picard saying space.
Yes. I was reminded of that because I recently started rewatching Star Trek on Star Trek TNG on Netflix.
So this is part of the streaming pile of steaming pile of streaming. We just finished the original series. So now we're going to watch the TOS movies and then go on to Star Trek TNG.
Nice.
But when it started off with Shatner going space, I had to tell Caitlin and Drew the story of Uncle Tim's
crazy
keyboard.
Gather around, family, for a story of my idiot friend and his technological marvels.
So, our bedrooms shared a wall, and regularly he would type well into the evenings, and you'd hear a cacophony of noises followed by space. And then more noises and space.
So, like, you were just, like, typing up a script, and, like, every key you hit would make a noise?
He'd turn it off a lot.
Say, that sounds obnoxious.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, it is super obnoxious.
Yeah.
My mom actually, I can't remember which, probably G, the sound, good shot, Red 2, would play from Return of the Jedi. And she's like, I fucking hate that. I mean, she didn't say fucking because she's my mom, but still, she's like, I hate. And like, even now, if she happens to be in the
actually
room,
dropping the F-bomb, so much better.
If she happens to be in the room when that movie's on, she'd be like, no.
You ruined it for her.
I mean, let's be fair. She was not a big Star Wars nut bar when this started.
But that specifically being her trigger now.
Tim, did you ever tell a story here about your Star Wars experience with your mom? The ride?
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I mean, I can do it real quick. I'm almost sure I talked about it when it happened because it was that funny. Okay. A little over a year ago, we went to Star Wars Land at Disneyland. And if you know, like, the Star Wars Land employees are different than regular Disneyland cast members. It's almost like a Ren Faire. Like, they are constantly in character. And the story of Star Wars Land is it takes place in a specific day in the Star Wars timeline. Like, so every day you're just reliving that day. That is somewhere in between Last Jedi and Rise of Skywalker. And you are on this planet. I can't remember what it's called. So my mom was trying to find the bathroom. And she went up to one of the employees. She's like, hey, good morning. And the person's like, morning, sons. And she's asking questions and the person's giving answers as though, you know, they're an alien on this planet or whatever. She comes back to us and goes, this place. And we're like, what's up? I went to say to the person, I'm like, morning. They're like, morning, sons. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that means, asshole. She's trying to find a fucking bathroom. And she and this time I actually am being correct. She did say both fucking and asshole. And my mom doesn't swear, and my mom certainly doesn't swear in Disneyland, so that really made her unhappy.
I mean, yeah, to me too. Like, I'm like, did you just say left or right? Like, what? Just say, go down that hallway. Like, just.
Yeah, and like my wife was trying to find Michael and I had split off to go on the Millennium Falcon ride, which is called Smuggler's Run. And so Danelle had followed afterwards to try and find us, and she walked into Star Wars Land and asked an employee, she's like, "Hey, where's Smuggler's Run?" And the employee's like, "Do you mean legitimate space business opportunities? That is operated, that is over there." And she's like, "Oh yeah, I can see how this would make somebody angry." Anyway, back to the steam and trial of feeling.
Yes, for you to say.
Stream. No, we're not going to listen to that again.
Good times. So I don't remember what we'd finished up that was like, it may have been Star Trek, that was like my thing. So Caitlin really wanted to watch a bunch of stuff that like she had backed up. One of them was Bad Trip, which is Eric Andre's sort of it's like a combination of a buddy road trip movie, but then also like just a bunch of hidden camera pranks, like kind of worked into the plot line. It's Eric Andre, so like there's a lot of extreme shit happening that he'll just treat as completely normal. But for the majority of the movie, Caitlin said there's a couple of points that made her cringe. Most of the movie, I was laughing so hard I fucking hurt. Because it was very much like the dude's crazy and he just throws himself into shit. Sometimes literally physically, like he'll just fall into stuff and people will freak out around him. And it's insane that he didn't get hurt. Like, I don't know what he does to practice, like if he's got some stunt training or if he just like learned one day that he could fall into stuff and not hurt too bad. But yeah.
Me no hurt too bad.
Yeah. So I don't know the name of the guy who plays his best friend that he actually goes on the buddy road trip with, but Tiffany Haddish plays the friend's sister who's like just out of prison. And trying to track them down because while she was in prison, they borrowed her car. And she's very angry about this. So she's like threatening to kill them. Like she'll just walk up to people on the street and ask if like they've seen these two people. There's so many other things that happen during her doing that. And I don't want to spoil any of them because they're all fucking surprising. But there is one thing that happens towards the end. The whole thing is they're trying to get from Florida to New York. And there's one point that happens where it's supposed to be happening much further north, like much closer, like around their destination area. And I recognized where it happened because there's a food truck there that I've eaten at, and it's an Atlanta food truck. I'm like, they're not in New England. That's Atlanta. That's the black chicken food truck, and it's fucking delicious.
Hollywood is a lie.
But there was another thing another place that they went to. I don't want to say where it is, but there's another place that they went to that I have fucking been to. They didn't call out where they were. They just went to a place and I'm like, holy shit, that's in Atlanta. I have been there.
It's a strip club.
It's not that far from my house.
It's a strip club that's near his house.
Maybe a strip club that's near my house.
Now his buddy is the guy from Get Out. His buddy in Get Out that comes at the end.
Oh, the TSA guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's why he looks so familiar.
I mean, he's been other stuff, me, but though, like
when I'm watching a movie and there's a bunch of black actors, I'm like, do I recognize them or am I so white that all black people look familiar?
No, you recognize him.
I recognize him. I'm one of the good whites. When the revolution comes, please don't put me against the wall.
I mean,
Noah,
I'll make kill you first just to show my mean business. Show those crackers my mean business. Tell you this, revolution comes, I'll kill it first.
I'll tell you this, they're not going to be ready for these whites are not going to be ready for James, my sleeper agent. Blonde hair, blue eyes, actually black.
And he will wreck shit. Like,
yeah, and he doesn't give a fuck.
You should piss on the floor again. Why do you keep doing that?
Black rage, that's why, motherfucker.
Wait, so
where's my reparations? I will pee on everything.
Did you tell that story on Tankcast, Tim?
I did not, because it happened in between last Tankcast and this one.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, you left all the some details of the text that I feel like added something to it.
This was a steaming puddle of streaming from Tim's son.
So, as mentioned, it was my birthday the other day. And while I still had to work during the day, several of my coworkers have birthdays like right around the same time, and they all took their birthdays off. And I was like, what am I going to take my birthday off for? To sit in the same house, but in a different chair? Like, I might as well just get paid.
Yeah, that was my calculus last year on my birthday. I feel you. This year, though, that's the whole week I'm taking off.
Oh.
Well, it's also Drew's spring break, so, you know.
Kalu Calais.
Yeah, it was more because of it was spring break. But I was like, hey, I get my birthday off.
So anyway, James, Michael comes in after a while. James comes in while I'm working, and he's like, I guess first he bothers Danelle. He's like, how do you spell don't? And how do you spell bathroom? And Danelle's like, something's going on here. And then he comes up to me, like, I hear a thunk, thunk, thunk. And I'm like, James, what are you doing? And he's like, it won't stick to the door. I was like, stop it. Stop trying to stick things to the door. Leave me alone so I can work. And then Michael goes to go to the bathroom. He's like, there's paper towels all over the bathroom floor. James peed on the floor. So what James had done is peed all over the bathroom floor, told no one, got a bunch of paper towels, and just put them on there. Not actually sopped them up, wiped it up, just covered the floor now in pee and paper towels, shut the door, and was going to put a sign on it that said, don't go in the bathroom.
Say, who's trying to tell you?
That's not telling you.
I mean, if you read the sign, it's telling you.
It's telling you don't go in the bathroom. That's not telling you, hey, I peed on the floor and I need assistance cleaning it.
Oh, I mean, he didn't need assistance. He took care of it.
He didn't take care of it.
He threw down paper towels and he put up a sign, Tim. That's the what Walmart else do you want? Way.
It's almost like bathroom maintenance going on. Like, yeah, same thing. Bathroom cleaning going on. I love that little guy.
Happy birthday, Tim.
thanks. Fucking thanks.
Hurrah. This is my life now. I actually made a choice for this. I would go punch my younger Tim the dick.
Or the ball specifically.
No baby making you stay anymore. Kabah!
Just trying to make a vast difference.
Oh, wait.
No?
Huh?
That's not part of peeing.
It has nothing to do with peeing. I'm punching my younger self.
Oh, okay.
So we won't have children that will pee on the floor and cover up with paper towels.
Oh, okay. It's your younger self. Okay.
I'm playing the long game.
Gotcha.
He's not just putting the band-aid on the problem. He's solving it.
Gotcha. Yes. He's pinching the problem off at the source.
And then I think I was talking. So we were all hanging out in the backyard, and I was talking about, like, I think in the future, going forward, I'd like to, like, maybe once or twice a year, like, take a month and, like, work remotely from some place I want to, like, check out. I'm just going to live there for a month and, like, work shorter weeks and, like, longer weekends and just explore. And Zach's like, you know, no offense, but this is why I hate people without fucking kids. They can just pick up and leave, go anytime they want. He was talking about his sister and his brother-in-law, how, like, they were living out in
Sacramento?
I don't know, somewhere far away. What was that?
Sacramento, I believe.
Yeah, Sacramento. And, like, now they got a new job and they're like, they want to move back to the city. And so they're just going to either rent out or sell the old place and move to the city. And he's just like, I fucking hate them.
For people not from California, Sacramento is about a 2-hour drive from San Francisco.
Yeah, and it's not significantly somewhere cheaper as well.
Yeah, but it's not somewhere far away.
Sure, but I think his point was like, they don't have to worry about, like, oh, I need to find a place with a good school
or
any of that stuff. Just like, we just want to move. Let's do it.
Fuck off. Yep, they can. Fuck. There was a thought, and it had formed, and it just, like, as soon as my mouth opened, it fell out. taxes. Noah, if you're going to do that, watch out for taxes.
Taxes? If it's the Longhorn State.
If it's less than 30 days. Oh, I wonder if it's a year, though. So maybe I can only do it once a year. But if it's less than 30 days, you don't have to deal with taxes.
Yeah, yeah. But it may be 30 days total. So
yes, I'm not sure of.
Yeah. So you might need to go like one place for 29 days and another place for 29 days or something like that.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's what I would do. I mean, yeah, I knew that already just because when I was in Wisconsin, that is what the HR mentioned is like, if you are there more than 30 days, then you have to deal with tax stuff. I'm like, all right, well, I'm not going to be there 30 days, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. When lockdown was happening, there was a couple of people, I think I mentioned this early, like around this time last year, that there were some people from work who'd started looking up like just really egregious Airbnb things where it was like, you know, $800 a night, but it was places like, you know, a mansion with like seven bedrooms and like, you know, a pool with like several, like two or three water slides into it and a half basketball court inside and like a bunch of other shit. And people were like, you know, we could just like go move there for a while. This is back when everyone was like, yeah, you know, we just all gotta stay home and quarantine for like a couple of weeks and then it'll be gone. And all of those people, like immediately, as soon as I started having those conversations, like emails started to go out from corporate about like, hey, you can't just go other places in the country and work from there, you know, without like telling anyone about it. there's tax issues around that. If you move to a state where we don't already have business and you start doing work out of that state there for long enough, you can actually like screw things up for the company. Because like now the company has to pay income tax or payroll taxes or some shit like that in that state or like yeah, some sort of operating tax or something. And then like that we have to like follow that state's laws about labor. So like please no, please don't do these things that you're all talking about doing.
And you're like, too late, motherfucker. Yeah.
But like it was a bunch of people who didn't have kids who were first talking about it. But then there was a bunch of people like me who had kids who were like, I mean, the kids are all remote right now too. If it's a place that allows pets, I can just close my house down and move. Like these are things that are within reach for us. Cause there's a whole bunch of other costs that just evaporated as soon as lockdown happened. We're like, I'm not going out for drinks with coworkers. I'm not driving, so I'm not paying for fucking gas anywhere ever. Yeah, when your commute goes to zero, that's like an extra $100 a month just in your pocket.
Oh, my boys are their spring break right now, and so my mom took them for a week because they love hanging out with Juma. And so that means I don't have to worry about anything in terms of my morning routine other than getting out of this bed and going 3 feet to that desk, which means I will wake up 3 minutes before work.
Oh, yeah, there have been a couple of times where I did that. Oh, man, there have been a couple of times where I had like a 7 a.m. stand-up call. And
a stand-up call like, hey, what's the deal with fiduciary dividends? Am I right? This guy knows what I'm talking about.
Yep. And airplane food. Yeah, exactly like that. I will admit there have been a couple of stand-up calls that were lay-down calls. there's been a couple of times where, Tim, you know that that 3-foot commute that you mentioned? Mm-hmm. I didn't make that trip. I picked the phone up, put the earbuds in, logged in, gave my update, went back on mute, did not move the rest of my body. My torso stayed comfortably tucked in. I'm like, if we're not on video, I don't even have to be vertical. There was some other, what was it? Yesterday? Is that the name of the thing?
Oh, yes. I assume you didn't like that based on your text.
I did not. I did not enjoy that.
We enjoyed it quite a bit.
When we got, I think some of it is like, as soon as they started setting stuff up, well, first of all, the opening just seemed like Disney Junior, like, or not Disney Junior, that's too young. But like every Disney comedy where like everything has to be super loud and moving to keep the kids' attention. but like as simple, it's like as simple as possible, but also like as bright and loud as possible. The whole opening just struck me as that. And I was already put off. But then like, as soon as they established the stuff with the kids, I was like, first of all, I'm on the mom's side. Cause these kids are pieces of shit. Oh, no, Siri.
What did Siri think?
I don't know.
These kids are pieces of shit.
I don't know what I did that brought Siri to life, but Siri's like, I'm here. My computer tried to lock itself and I just unlocked it. And Siri's like, I'm here for you. I'm like, no.
I think Siri like responds to words that are not Siri all the time. Like my watch will go off and be like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, no one said Siri. No one said anything close to Siri. Why are you responding?
My phone has done that several times. I think it must be the, like I must've clicked the power button or something like that while I was trying to unlock the phone or not the phone, the laptop. Cause it's got one of those, fingerprint scanners, but it's also the power button.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I fucked up. And Siri woke up and I didn't mean to wake her up. But yeah. So the rest of the movie, I could see where it's like the movie's probably like, you know, good, clean, wholesome family fun, but just every bit of it was so fucking predictable that I was out.
I don't know what to tell you, buddy. Sometimes movies are not like, oh, we're going to trick them. They'll never see what's coming.
I know.
What a twist. Not every movie is trying. Oh, wait a minute.
I think
this complex plot we're going to unlock.
Tim, I think it's because like there wasn't anything else going on in the movie that like made up for that.
So fucking like, the guy who suggests the Yes Day concept was hilarious for me. Like anytime that dude was on screen, he was saying shit that made me laugh. The voice of Captain Underpants or whatever.
Is he the voice of Captain Underpants?
Yeah, in the series, not the movie.
Oh, okay. Well, that would explain a lot because Drew was convinced that was the voice of Captain Underpants, and he's watched
he
the
was
series.
Right.
And Caitlin and I have only watched the movie, and he was not. So,
correct.
Like, all the way through, there was a disagreement about whether or not he was Captain Underpants.
That's funny. Michael recognized him instantly. Okay. Yeah.
Drew did, too. But Caitlin and I did not, having not heard him do that. Yes, he
side
was
note.
Funny. And, like, his freaking out about his tots constantly.
Yes,
was,
and
yeah.
Then the police officer. Like, it was all, like, side character. Like, the main plot was going on, and it was fine. But, like, the police officer that was helping Jennifer Garner towards the end, and the crazy ambulance driver. Like, all these side characters. I'm like, this is fun. They're like, let's take this sort of formulaic family comedy and just put insane people around the periphery that we can all enjoy.
I think I would have enjoyed it more if there had been more insane people around the periphery. And
you
I think
you would have enjoyed
Tim,
it more if you weren't dead inside, Andy.
Probably.
That's your problem.
Probably.
You're
but you
dead
know what,
inside.
What was really my problem was that the kids were enormous pieces of shit. And the whole movie was like trying to be like, oh, it's the parents' fault. I'm like, it's not the parents' fault. They've got to say no to these kids. These kids are fucking monsters. Left to their own devices, they will destroy the house themselves and everything around. Which, spoiler alert, they fucking tried to. I was right. The kids are fucking monsters and should not have been left to their own devices for anything. Those kids needed to hear no more.
At least
Andy's angry about something besides politics.
He's angry about fictional children.
I'm telling you guys, you got to be able to learn. You got to learn to read my signs. Clearly, like, this one's for fun.
Like, remember how angry I was about the Snyder Cut?
Yep.
Not this angry.
I know. I was just trying to match your energy. Speaking of, we watched the first two segments of the Snyder Cut. I think I like it more than you. I won't say I love it, but I think I like it more than you did.
So I listened to this podcast called How Did This Get Made?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they did an episode with the guys from Blank Check, another podcast that I don't listen to, but I hear good things about.
Between those two names, it sounds like the question and answer for How Did the Snyder Cut Get Made? How did the Snyder Cut get made? Blank Check.
Well, like they seemed pretty high on it, but then, and I was getting kind of irritated because like they're pointing out all the flaws, but then they're saying like, oh, it's so much better than the 2016 version. And it's, you know, like at least it finally makes sense and all this stuff actually makes sense and it's actually good. And I was like, fuck you. No, it's not. And then they said, like, to be clear, if they'd cut down a 3-hour version of essentially this and released this in theaters in 2017, we still would have been ragging on it almost as hard as we ragged on the version that came out. Like, and he said, this is the 2017 version that came out is a poorly executed version of a Justice League movie I would like to see. This is an excellently executed version of a Justice League movie I never want to see. And I'm like, yes, exactly right. He is doing this shitty movie perfectly. Like, yes, you're giving me all the backstory and filling in all the holes of a story I don't want to have told to me. Like, this is an excellent joke about the Holocaust. Well, expertly told, crafted, callbacks, everything. I don't want to hear it. Now, that is a horrible thing, and I should not have said Holocaust. I should have picked a more, less...
What's funny is the listeners don't realize how personally attacked I feel by you saying that.
That I shouldn't have...
No. That it's a perfectly told joke about the Holocaust. Because when I discovered that that app that would take a still picture and make it like sing stupid songs in a silly fashion, the first thing I did was make me do it. The second thing I did was make Hitler sing Britney Spears.
Yeah, but that's different than just me flippantly calling a bad movie similar to the Holocaust, which is not something I want to put out there even in jest, but it was the first thing I thought of, that like, this is a really told joke about a topic I don't want to hear about. And so I should have picked a different topic. Like, but I couldn't, for some reason, that was the first one that came to my mind, because apparently for all my wokeness, I'm an awful person.
How about knee surgery?
This is a perfectly told joke about how I in fact look like Gonzo. I look like a combination between Gonzo the Muppet and a cat.
No, it's Minion. Yeah, Minion.
The cat's name is Minion.
Oh, I thought maybe she was talking about the Minions from the other thing.
Oh, okay.
I can call her in here.
Despicable Me.
Yes. Yeah. Oh.
But now I'm like, oh yeah, that cat is named Minion.
And was sitting right in front of it. Sorry, this is from game night last night. Where one of the Jackbox games is you have to make up jokes. And it's like, what does Tim look like? And Tanel said, he looks like a combination between Gonzo and Minion. And everybody voted for the joke. I'm like, what? You guys, you're voting for a breakup of a marriage right now. I want you to know that.
but it was not you were just voting for, you're voting against another joke.
Yeah, and it was my joke.
Yeah, and your joke was not good. So
neither was that.
I mean, it was better.
It
was better.
It was not.
It's better.
A perfect analogy.
Guess who came in last? I think in every round.
Yep. The professional stand-up comic came in last in the joke writing thing every single round. Well, that's not true. The second game, I came in the middle of the pack.
Okay. Oh, good times.
Anyway, so that's a much better way of phrasing it. I assume we don't have any Holocaust survivors listening to it this show, but if there are any, I apologize for what I just said. Also, maybe expand your podcast horizons out beyond this. This is you clearly have a limited amount of time left, because the Holocaust was many years ago, so you're up there in age.
Code Switch is a good one.
Flophouse, they're hilarious.
I heard good things about Blank Check. I don't know. It seems like everyone's talking about it.
May have heard you. I don't know if you've ever heard this little podcast. It's a little independent one called This American Life. They did something really cool, which I've never seen before. Like, I donate to them, like, I don't know, not a lot of money, but just a little bit of money. Cause I'm like, I enjoy this. You know, I want to give them some money. And they like email me and like, oh, we're not taking donations anymore. We're financially secure, so put your money somewhere else. I was like, you know what? Well played, This American Life.
Your filthy money.
I mean, like, I just respect, like, anyone who goes like, yeah, we got enough. Like, we're good right now. Yeah. As opposed to like, well, no, we need to keep me getting more. Why? Just more. Mm-hmm.
Give me money. Give me money.
Okay, calm down there, Jeff Bezos.
And I discovered that eBay is a good place to buy stuff if you're trying to not buy stuff on Amazon. Hmm. Like, I was telling Tim, I bought a phone for my mom. It has a core where after the model number, which I didn't realize meant it was smaller. and I bought a case for just the regular version, which has no core. And so that case is bigger because that phone is bigger. I was like, oh, that's kind of annoying. And like, I'm trying to look for like cases that specifically have this phone and model number that say core. Cause I'm like, all right, that seems to be the key. Amazon has it. Obviously, of course they have billions of it because Amazon has everything. I'm like, ah, I don't want to buy off Amazon. And I'm like, oh, look, someone's selling on eBay. I'm like, yes, I will do that. So for those people who maybe don't want to buy off Amazon, eBay might be a good choice for you.
Tancast this week is sponsored by eBay. Be sure and enter offer code TANCAST so that eBay will go, what the fuck is that?
You don't get anything for that. I don't even know what that is. In fact, I'm actually going to charge you extra money. You try to bullshit with me.
Offer code butt stuff.
Yeah.
I also got a nice little card for Tim for his birthday. Tim, would you like to paint a word picture?
Oh, I don't have it in front of me, but
I think it was like, so I mean, I think we talked about, was it last episode, which you guys haven't heard yet, but you'll probably have heard by now. Hopefully, we'll see.
Maybe you skipped over that episode and went to this one. You're like, man, there's a lot of callbacks.
I'm just saying Tim may not have edited by then. I don't know what you do. No, I'm just kidding. But so I was like, oh, I'm going to get a card for Tim this year. And I was like, looking around. I'm like, Happy Nurses Day. Perfect. And I wrote in the card, thank you for all the butt stuff you do to get people's temp. I thought they'd touch the spirometers now, but oh well. Love, Noah.
Good times.
And apparently, Danelle's favorite one is the princess one. Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Which I don't remember.
I don't either.
And Tim doesn't remember either.
But I'm sure it was amazing. Did you have more to say about the Snyder Cut?
Well, I mean, we've only gotten through two of the parts, so I don't
Is it split into four parts?
No, oh, it's split into six parts.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's like almost like episodes?
Yeah, I mean, it's split, but it's not like, well, I don't know. Granted, I didn't watch it. Never mind.
I mean, I haven't watched it at all. I didn't.
So there's like probably 10 minutes or so-ish of a, I guess like a prologue. And then it starts part one and then it goes into part two. And I could see from like the little white lines on the timeline. There were going to be six, and then there's another section after that. So I assume that there's a there's an epilogue at the end.
Gotcha. Yep.
Oh, I told you it's a 20-something minute epilogue.
Yes, you did. You did say that.
Yeah, it sets up a sequel that will never happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's annoying.
Is it for sure it will never happen?
I mean, who knows how much these Snyder super fans are going to badger Warner Brothers until they make it happen? But I don't. We'll see.
Gotcha.
Someone suggested this. I'm like, if he made it as an animated sequel, I'd be like, I might be interested in that. Because for some reason, animated, it seems more Elseworld than these live action ones do.
I mean, I think I mentioned it, but like, I've watched, I think all of the DC animated ones, I don't know, forever, but like for a while now. And I usually enjoy them. But, I mean, definitely like they vary, vary in quality. And there's some that are better than others, but overall, I'm like, that was overall enjoyable. Sometimes the voices they get for Superman are not great.
Mm. Yeah, they had the guy from, or maybe he was Batman. No, the guy from NCIS. Wasn't he the voice of Superman once? Mark Harmon?
He might have been. I mean, I think he definitely have done Superman's voice a couple times.
Yeah, I'm like, or at least once. His voice does not strike me as Superman.
I mean, yeah, I think no. I'm also basing it off of like, kind of not necessarily what I think it should sound like, but I think the animated show like had a guy, and like if it sounds too off from that person, I'm like, it doesn't sound right.
Tim David.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm kind of used to like a style of the voice, I guess.
Okay, that makes sense. You want the booming, commanding,
but also smooth and confident.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. speaking of booming and commanding. At the end of Yes Day, where the dad grabs a microphone and starts like yelling at the kids,
mm-hmm.
Drew goes, he goes, my daddy doesn't need the microphone.
Mad daddy yells louder than your daddy.
I was like, ah, it's true. I'm a horny father.
My James said, like, when you yell, I get scared you're going to turn into a monster. I'm like, dude, I've yelled at you many times. Have I ever turned into a monster? Why don't you just worry about why I'm yelling at you? That's much more of a threat. It's much more of a concern than future monsters. Also, we watched Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey, and midway through, Michael goes, that kind of sounds like Marty McFly. And we're like, yes, it is.
Nice.
You can stay my son.
you're back in the will.
You may live. I don't know why I went so dark with it there at the end.
Oh, I didn't hear you. My amazing will joke over.
Yeah.
Just pure.
So I was like, I won't disown you. You're like, you can have some money. And I was like, you get to live.
Yeah.
You will not be eaten by the rest of us yet.
Yet.
I've been watching Money Heist, which is apparently a really popular show on Netflix. I do not think it's great. It reminds me of, it reminds me of like how Prison Break was, or 24, where there's like so many twists in episode, and they somehow figure it out, but then people make stupid decisions, and you're like, why are you doing this?
Ugh. Why?
Like, so the whole setup is like this professor guy plans this perfect bank heist, and obviously, because people are human, they fuck it up, and it doesn't go, I mean, it goes somewhat according to plan, but also things are complicated because, for one, the guy who's running the whole show starts a romantic relationship with the main person investigating the robbery. Like, while it's going on, I'm like, why the fuck would you do that? That's stupid.
I mean, it worked so well in the Thomas Crown Affair.
And people like, it's overhyped for sure. But like, I mean, also, I think it's like, it's just not my type of thing. But also, I think it's a thing that people will enjoy, obviously, because they keep making those shows. And now I'm invested, and I'm like, I just want to finish this fucking thing out and see how it ends.
So it sounds like Knights of Prosperity, except they tried to take it all seriously.
I mean, kind of seriously, but also joke. I mean, it goes all over the place. Someone said like they try to cram sex, violence, a robbery, romance, like all into, and it's way longer than it needs to be.
That's what she said. Yes, cha cha cha.
Is Knights of Prosperity like one robbery?
Okay. So the show only made it for one season, and I don't want to spoil this stuff, but, it's a bunch of people who like have no business trying to do crime, deciding that they're going to, I think it was, Mick Jagger. They're going to try to burgle Mick Jagger's apartment.
Yes.
And then like, and
that, I think the idea was every season is going to be a new famous person, right?
Yeah, because it's like in the one with Mick Jagger, like they fuck it up so badly. I think they decide even in the first season, like they decide that they've got to like pick a different target because like they fucked up so badly already. It has been a while since I've seen it.
Guevara? Sophia, right?
Yes, Vergara.
I don't know. What?
Vergara?
Vergara. Gotcha. Yeah. Sophia Vergara. I've never heard of that show. No, this, I mean, these people actually do know what they're doing. Like, they're actually skilled people, but they're also human, and they're just like, do stupid things that fuck up the plan.
Stupid humans being stupid and shit.
Yeah. And I'm like, all right. And, but, so I will say this, the second season is shorter than the first season. I'm like, yes. Like, there's no reason this needs to be stretched out this long.
Yes. I'm sorry.
So I guess there's technically two seasons, but Netflix split up into four parts. So the second season is – oh, actually, is the episodes? You know
no,
what?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about. Are you just spouting words out?
So now that I think about it, I think – no, yeah, sorry. Second season is shorter, but they split the episodes up a little differently. Like the Like, first part has 13 episodes, second part has 8 episodes, and then this third and fourth have 8 episodes each. Anyways, I don't know. I can't recommend it, but I'm watching it. Also watch, did I talk about the show The Head on HBO?
Not that I recall.
No, I don't think so.
It's like a thriller. It was actually pretty decent. Like it's like 6 episodes, hour long a piece. And I mean, it's kind of a slow burn, but I think it's pretty interesting, and I enjoyed the ending, I will say.
Okay.
And they're washing, I think I mentioned this, 30 coins, which that show. Yeah, I think I mentioned an episode 2 ago where I was like, that fucking first episode is fucking batshit crazy. And that's all I got. Oh, and then Invincible, which is like based on a comic book, is now on Amazon Prime, which I don't pay for, but it is on the TV in the living room, so I will watch it. I love a good animated superhero show.
I've heard that about you.
And sometimes bad ones.
All right.
That's news. All right. Well, we've been going a long time.
Have we? Oh, hour and 16 minutes. Look at us go, guys. Look at us go.
Tim, I wonder why our download Snyder numbers cut. Are low.
Release the Snyder cut of this episode.
No. Oh, yeah. I can make it 4 hours just for some reason. We're just going slow.
They sound like they're drunk.
The Flophouse is doing instead of making a super long episode about the Snyder Cut, they divided it into 2 parts. And they were talking about the opening. And he was like, yeah, they go back into Batman versus Superman. And one of them interrupts. Now, is that in regular mo, fast mo, or slow mo? Or no, he's like, what kind of mo is that in? Is it regular mo? I think that's the way he phrased it. Like, it's in super fucking slow mo.
Oh man, just watching the circles of his scream. No, no.
It's so
like
stupid.
A whale dying.
It's so stupid.
It was.
Because it wakes up a mother box as opposed to the farthest mother box from him is the one I think it wakes up. Even though there's a mother box close to him that's already been woken up earlier. Like they said, they woke it up and then put it back to sleep. It's so stupid. It's so fucking stupid.
Yeah. So I mean, stupid. If you just accept the fact that the mother boxes do whatever the fuck they want to do, whenever the fuck they want to do it.
Then it's right on target.
Then it's fine.
I mean, I'm sure, yeah, someone who's a DC over Marvel person is like, well, this thing about Endgame is stupid. And I'm like, I don't care. It was enjoyable. That was the difference. It's 3 hours. It didn't feel like 3 hours. Where this was 4 hours, it felt like 27 hours. Someone said, based on the success of the Snyder Cut, Peter Jackson is going to release the Jackson cut of Lord of the Rings, which takes 8.5 days. That made me laugh.
Yep.
So that's Tancast for this week.
Yeah, that was.
Keep fucking that chicken.
Yep. Got bad news, fellas. The Knights of Prosperity is only available for purchase. It's not streaming anywhere.
Son of a bitch.
Yep.
Son of a quamph.
And what I didn't realize is ABC never just fucking never aired the last 2 episodes. So the only way to have seen them is to have bought it.
I think I mentioned before that a friend who's watching 90210 and like they're not streaming like the very final 2 episodes or something of the very last season.
Jesus.
I think because licensing issues. And so the only way to view it is to buy it. I was like, oh, that sucks.
That is stupid.
Non-gendered offspring of a quumpf. Non-gender specific. Damn it. I didn't mean the person was non-gendered. I meant I wasn't calling out their gender. Huh? Damn it.
You fucked up.
Yep.
You're not woke anymore.
I'm canceled.
Your card has been revoked. Remember, never trust your wife to compare you to flattering looking Muppet characters.
Not today, dry bathroom floor.
Oh. Not today.
Actually, yesterday he's not here.
Oh yeah. I was like, you said your kids are gone, Tim. What's going on with your bathroom floor now?
Well, I mean, now I'm peeing on it, but I wanted to.
Yeah, I'll clean it up when exactly. I got Sam want to.
Tim's got to reassert himself in the bathroom.
This is mine. Established dominance. This is mine. Comes in, he's just like lift his leg.
This is my bathroom now.
Yep. I claimed it.
Not Camp James is sent all over here.
No take backs. I eat asparagus. Mine forever.
Asparagus.
This week I hate that a bunch of supposed fucking Christians apparently have never read Matthew 25, 41 through 46. Those verses are part of the story of the sheep and goats, or the parable of the sheep and the goats, and literally say that if someone is hungry and thirsty and you don't give them food and water, you are hellbound. So those fucking Christians, quote unquote, passed laws saying it's illegal to give out food and water to hungry and thirsty people waiting in line to try to use their civil right to vote. So I look forward in about a year and a half to coming on Tancast and telling the story about how I've been arrested. Because I'm going to break that fucking law.
Excellent.
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. All right, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week. Please. Well, all right then.
Yeah.
Will you use your one phone call to Zoom call us for an episode?
That would be hilarious. I actually am getting shirts made up, printed front and back with the for I was hungry and you gave me something to eat, I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink, just so that when they slap the cuffs on me, any video or pictures or whatever of them tossing my white suburban ass in the back of a car shows them doing that to a guy wearing that shirt, because I want that hypocrisy on full display. I said I was going to do that online, and someone who owns a print shop said that they will make those shirts for me for $5 a pop in whatever quantity I want. So, and then a whole bunch of other people wanted shirts. So I'm going to make a fuck ton of these shirts next year, assuming the ACLU doesn't get this law taken down before then. I'm going to make a fuck ton of these shirts, and there's going to be a fuck ton of people in Georgia wearing these shirts, handing shit out.
And how much are you going to resell them for?
Oh, no. I got a couple
of points. What kind of, got to get your beak wet on the back end.
Can we get Tancast put on there? Just somewhere? Just
oh,
you know,
yeah. How about Tancast.com?
I mean, I can. If I'm making the shirts up, I can do this.
I can just make these shirts in the Tancast store. The Bible is public domain.
This is true. Not every translation is public domain, though. Lots of translations are still copyright. So, I'm just saying.
Pretty sure the King James Bible is public domain.
Yes, that one definitely is. The New International Version, which is the version I just quoted, is still copyrighted.
Well, breaking the law and breaking the law.
We'll steal my vinyl.
Sometime. I would argue that I used such a small section of it just now that it was fair use. I certainly did not reproduce it in anything like... Tim, I did not reproduce it in any significant quantity, so... Also, I would say that I didn't write it down, so I'm performing it right now. But yeah, the version on the shirt's definitely going to be a public domain version that's on there. I also wanted to put
That's what I was talking about, breaking the law, then breaking the law.
Yeah. No, I'm only going to break the one law. Because I was also going to, I really wanted to put Brian Kemp Can Chew My Pubes on the shirt as well. But he's definitely going to be running in the election next year. So...
that would be breaking the law of
not campaigning.
Campaigning?
Yeah, okay. Yep, yeah, so I'm not putting anything about Brian Kemp on there. But I will say, for the record, for anyone who's curious, Brian Kemp can chew my pubes. I don't want there to be any misunderstanding about that.
Like, once they're off of you or while they're still on you? Because I feel like that's more, it's almost worse for you than him.
Hey, Tim, if Ryan Kemp comes to chew my pubes, he's going to discover how quickly they get fragrant. Because, guys, I don't know what it is. I stopped shaving my beard.
Oh, God.
I grew COVID beard, but I also grew COVID bush.
Oh, no.
What about can he eat a beach full of dicks?
Why would someone cover a beach in penises?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Who knows what madmen do what they do?
Oh, my God. I showed that to Caitlin, and she is so hyped and so sad we have to wait till August. She's like, so should I watch the original now? I'm like, this isn't really
a sequel. No, you should never watch the original.
Yeah, I never watched the original. She's like, I just for completeness, I want to watch it, and I'm going to watch Birds of Prey. I'm like, well, this doesn't come out till August, so you probably want to wait a little while. I know it's only 4 months. She's like, yeah, because I'll forget shit in 4 months.
Birds of Prey is the last new movie I saw in the theater. But I think I'm going to brave the theaters and go see King Kong versus Godzilla.
Really?
Look, are you going to run out of there, or are you just going to go with the unwashed masses?
I'm just going to go with the unwashed masses, because based on my last looking at, well, granted, maybe more people have signed up to get, because, you know, you have to reserve your tickets ahead of time. And so you can see how many tickets are reserved. I'm like, oh, one other guy. I could just buy a seat more than 6 feet away from him and I'm golden.
Are they like doing anything where it's like, if you buy a seat, like no one can buy the seat next to you or anything?
I don't know.
Okay.
I would assume so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my God. Like, If you cobble together like enough different email addresses or whatever to send them all out as, you could figure out mathematically how to, like, the cheapest way to buy out that entire theater.
Do you want to see it at midnight, Tim?
No, it's not that late. I think the latest show is like 9 o'clock.
If they do the thing where you can rent out for $100, I will do that. If that's something you want to look into.
On a weekday? Would you be okay with that? Oh, you know what? It's more than $100 because it's a first run movie. Just FYI.
Okay. Do they know the pricing?
Yes. You know what? We can work off these logistics after we've stopped recording.
I'm like, no, I need to do it now.
At this point, you're just flexing on Andy. I'm not going to get to go and do that.